Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Wednesday. The Packers will be back on the practice field this afternoon. Sans Aaron Rodgers, who will not be able to join the team again until Saturday. And even then, not a foregone conclusion that he'll play, as he intimated to Pat McAfee yesterday. There is still an outside chance that he will not be medically cleared, even coming off the 10-day list that he had to be on quarantine for his COVID diagnosis. I thought Tom Silverstein had an excellent column up at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this morning. I tweeted it out. If you haven't read it, I highly encourage you to do so. If you're bitching about a paywall, pay up, you cheap bastard. And I thought Tom did a really good job of laying it out of, look, Doc McKenzie has in the past, you know, made sure that guys are 100% ready to go. Sometimes in the face of their protestations, you don't have to look much further than Davante Adams last year, or as Tom says in the article, when Rodgers was coming back from his broken collarbone and being very public about wanting to play, and Doc continued to hold him out for weeks. And I'm not sitting here saying he should do that, but I am saying it is a distinct possibility that that happens, and Packers fans should be prepared for that eventuality or that possibility. I don't advocate one way or the other. They have the medical information. We do not. I just don't want Packers fans bitching and moaning if Rodgers is not in the lineup on Sunday. Because that is a possibility. Now, as Aaron said in his interview, it's a remote possibility, a slight possibility. There's a good chance, you know, he starts working out. Things are good. He goes in Saturday, gets the all clear. Maybe they do a walkthrough, and then he's starting on Sunday. Every chance that that happens. But there is a possibility. It is interesting to watch how the Gannett people chose to frame it, though, on various social medias. In Tom's feed, it's Tom clearly advocating for they should sit Rodgers. And then on the Packers news feed, it is they should carefully weigh, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's just interesting. I just think whatever the medical, you know, information that they have suggests as far as where his heart is. And obviously that's the big one. That's the thing they'll probably be most concerned with and monitoring. You know, whatever Doc McKenzie says goes, and we'll really not know anything on that front until Saturday. So buckle up. We'll see. Hopefully, like I said, it's all fine. All good. We see him out there on Sunday afternoon, but it is not a foregone conclusion. Of course, the other bit of, craziness on the internet last night was Odell Beckham Jr. clearing waivers, officially a free agent for the first time in his career. I know there's been a lot of reporting around, oh, these are his preferred teams. 48 hours ago, it was a list of four teams that didn't include the Packers. And then yesterday, there was a tweet from a guy I've never heard of who said that Odell Beckham Jr.'s first number one priority is the Green Bay Packers. Take it with a grain of salt. I have no idea. I'm sure that gentleman's track record is excellent. I'm sure he's reporting what he's heard. But we all know, Packers fans, we all know how many times, whoever it might be, but most likely agents, are using the Packers to pump up interest and or smoke screens for their clients to sign elsewhere. This is not our first rodeo. We've walked through these streets before. We know how it works. Now, that said, I would sign OBJ in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Because if he's coming to Green Bay, he's coming on a vet minimum deal. They aren't paying him big bucks. It'll be pretty much like what they did with Jalen Smith. Have him in, dirt cheap. If it doesn't work out, you cut him. But he's a supreme talent, no matter what people on the internet have told you. He is a supreme talent that makes the offense better instantly. He changes how defensive coordinators have to approach the offense. Davante Adams will be the happiest guy in the room. Because teams will not be able to just set their roll coverage to him every single fucking time. It opens up probably, potentially, a lot more too high safety looks for Aaron and AJ to eat in the running game. It changes the entire dynamic on the offensive side of the ball. Yes, they should sign Odell Beckham Jr. if he wants to play for the vet minimum and chase a ring with Aaron Rodgers. 1,000,000,000%. With all that said, let's get to your super chats. There's lots of people here. Oh my goodness. Mixing it up. So many comments. I love it. Jeezy, baby. Really breaking it down right here with the first super chat. football. Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Joe's Home Theater. What's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I hate that no stash more than Aikman hates love. Well, you know, playoff beard's coming. Don't worry about it. We get some facial hair back for you. Alex, thanks for the super chat. Thank you for everything you do, Nags. Us Pack fans appreciate what you do. You're the best. Keep doing you and never change. Go Pack, go. Alex, I got to say, that's really appreciated. I was thinking about this last night. It is weird, like this relationship we have with the internet and social media, what have you. I get stuff like this sometimes, like people either in super chats or in tweets, sometimes in my mailbox, in my email, my inbox. And I always appreciate it. Always, you know, it's really nice to hear. But then it's in and it's out, and I kind of go on with my day. But if someone says one fucking asshole-ish thing, and it's the internet, so it happens, man, that sticks with you. It sticks with me. And I ruminate on it, and it gets me in a bad mood. I'm like, why are you letting this person crawl inside your head? I don't know, man. It's weird. So, Alex, I really, really do appreciate that. I want to let you know. It really means a lot. Kian, thanks for the super chat. Hi, Aaron. Massive fan from Dubai. What's up? Hello from New York. Hope you're doing well. If OBJ was to sign, how big would that game on 12/25 against the Browns be? Well, it adds another layer, right? Odell Beckham Jr. revenge game. I love it. Yeah, I mean, it pumps up the drama a little bit, but it's already going to be a big game. We know that. There's no doubt. They're going to be fighting for the one seed, probably down to the wire. Every game is going to be important. No question. Never tell me the odds. There you go, Sean. Now you're talking. Maddie B, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Love the OBJ video yesterday. Thanks for the chuckle. I'm here, man. Sometimes it's just not that serious and not that hard. You know? Should they sign him? Yes. Next. Thanks for checking it out. AZ Atheist, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. What's up? How you doing? Any feelings on the fines levied against the Packers, Rodgers, and Lazard? Slap on the wrist. More cosmetic than anything else, you know? I mean, the Packers obviously just want to pay the fine and move on, as do the players, most likely. Now, I love Mike Florio making hay out of this. Crazy times, man. Apparently, he's got people in the league texting him how outrageous it is and what bullshit it is. Yet, curious, didn't get any, didn't see him share any texts he may have gotten from around the league about the Dalvin Cook situation last night. Interesting, Mike. Real interesting. What else we got? Oh, there we go. Stanley, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Just remember, Merciless took pay cut for us. Guys want to play in Green Bay. Guys want to play with Aaron Rodgers. Guys want to chase a ring. Let's do it, people. Let's get OBJ on board and go win a ship. Let's do it. I can tell Nagler has been ruminating. Yes. GBP Daily, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Just a Rashawn Gary shout out. Dude is a monster. I love Rashawn Gary. His sack on Sunday was great in the sense that he set it up with power and then dips underneath. A counter, if you will. Something that I think lots of internet critics have been chastising him for in his short career so far. That he only has one move. He can only do power. You know, there's a counter. Whoa, I'm gonna butcher this. Havishna? Sorry. Thanks for the super chat. Jordan Schultz has a podcast with CJ McCollum. He seems to have connections with players. Cool. Rock and roll. I guess that's the guy who put out the tweet about Odell Beckham Jr. Awesome. Chris, thanks for the super chat. OBJ just said he's honing in on KC Pack in New Orleans. He said that into a microphone live where everyone could hear it, or that was reported on the internet? Because those are two very different things. Andrew, that's pretty good. Aaron Nagler, pre-live stream thoughts. One, the Bears suck. Two, I want to take a shot of Pappies every time I read. BJ Raji, and we picked Kevin King over TJ Watt. Three, I hope TKM is at his post. Four, what's on tune for Uncultured Barbarian? Five, is Big B in the house? Six, that Andrew guy knows his football. Seven, will I take Corey Banky's job like Jordan Love will take Aaron Rodgers? Eight, the Bears still suck. That's pretty good right up until Banky, because I don't want his job. Good Lord. I like what I do. Bryson, thanks for the super chat. Does Rodgers owe Bradshaw money or something? He has never missed a chance to crap on Aaron over the years. That's a really good question, Bryson. I think probably just rubs him the wrong way, maybe. I don't know. No idea, but you are not imagining it. He does take every opportunity to take shots at Rodgers. I don't know if there's something in the past. I have no clue. I've never heard of anything. That doesn't mean it don't exist. But yeah, it's noticeable, right? There's no doubt about it. Big Cheese, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. How do we make sure Barnes and Campbell get all the praise they deserve? They have been absolute studs this year. Listen to Packer Transplants later tonight. Listen to Andy Herman and I on Let's Talk Football yesterday. And you'll get all the fill of Barnes and Campbell praise your little heart desires. Arthur, thanks for the super chat. Unlimited spotted cows on me if we sign OBJ. Arthur, it's on screen. Everyone's here. We got 558 lost souls watching this thing. All saw you say it. Unlimited spotted cows. I got you for life, son. They sign OBJ. I got you for life. Thanks, Arthur. Grafting Diamond. What a name. Thanks for the super chat. Do you like soccer? And if so, do you have a team? Oh, boy. Good thing Banky's not here. Yes, I love soccer. I love the World Cup. And yes, I cheer for Chelsea. I know they're a big squad, blah, blah, blah. I married into it. My ex-wife and I, she married into the Packers. I married into Chelsea. And when we got divorced, I still held on to my Chelsea fandom because her family are big Chelsea supporters. Her brother and I are still really good friends. And his son, myself, we talk about it all the time. Love Chelsea. Love the Premier League. The World Cup is my favorite, though. I fucking love the World Cup and the Euros and all that stuff. But yes, I love soccer. Artavius Johnson, thanks for the super chat. Go Pack Go from Memphis, Tennessee, OBJ or not, I'm happy. That's a very healthy attitude. And that's the thing. You know, every possibility they don't end up getting Odell Beckham Jr. Fine. You know what? They're still Super Bowl contenders. I had some guy in my mentions last night saying, so do we call for Goody's head if they don't sign OBJ? Entitled town in the house. What? Shunk, one, thanks to Super Chat. Do you think Sunday's game will make Goody think harder about 22 and beyond with Raj, Tay, etc.? No one game is going to sway the decision-making. No, not really. Not much. I never liked Bradshaw. Cool. Chris, thanks for the super chat. I've had spotted cow once at Anduzzi's in Kimberly, Wisconsin. Wow, Anduzzi's in Kimberly. Not even Anduzzi's in Green Bay. Anduzzi's in Kimberly. That's some serious Wisconsin cred right there. The night before the Packers-Lions game, and it was fucking incredible. Love the beer. LMAO. It's good shit, right? Mark Johnson, you got that right. Hit the like button. I'm down with that. Punt it. Thanks for the super chat. Or is it Puni? Hi, Nags. UK Packers are heading to the game this weekend. Will you be there? Would love to have a beer with you. Thank you for the super chat. I was originally going to the game because we were going to be doing an event with iHeart, but that fell through. So no, I will not be going to the game. I will be on watch party here from my apartment in New York City, having major, serious fucking FOMO because I know so many people go into this game. I've had so many people reach out. Are you going to be there? You're going to be there? I will not be there. The only game I'm attending this year is the Bears game. I will be in town for that. And maybe the Christmas game. But I'll definitely be at the Bears game. I will not be there this Sunday. But I know I saw that UK Packers is heading over. I hope you guys have a phenomenal time. Great group. I love you guys. I hope you have a ball. It's going to be a great experience for you. Bryson, thanks for the super chat. Can Raji long snap, hold, and kick at the same time? Of course he can. He's BJ Raji. We all know this. Stanley, thanks for the super chat. What's your sales pitch to OBJ coming to the Packers? You've wanted to play with Aaron Rodgers your whole life. Now come do it and win a championship. And then pump up your numbers while you're doing it and hit free agency this spring and be able to, like, basically name your price. That's just me. That's just something I'm into. That's just how I roll. Bob, OBJ, PBJ, doesn't matter. Still getting a ring. I like it. I like it. What's the deadline to activate Bakhtiari? I believe it's today. So I'd expect that to happen. And even when he's activated, that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to play on Sunday, as Matt LaFleur intimated. So OBJ on transplants tonight. That would be so epic. That would be amazing. I love Anduzzi's Ultimate Nachos. Oh, Anduzzi's is great. I've had so many beers and, you know, various appetizers with members of the Packers training staff, personnel people, blah, 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 like media members. It's the easiest. Like, you want to meet Anduzzi's 6 o'clock? Yeah, okay, I'll see you there. Bye. And then you go, this, especially now that they've got that place upstairs, in the summer especially, obviously. Oh, it's so nice. So, such a good spot. Chris, thanks for the super chat. I'll be at the Bears game. I'm flying in again from Long Island. Couldn't miss out on a Sunday night Bears game. Hope I can make the Patreon meetup. Yes, Chris, thanks for mentioning that. Patreon members, the information for our Patreon meetup is on the Patreon page. We will be in a suite in Lambeau Field on the Saturday before the game, chopping it up, drinking, having a good time, meeting each other in real life as opposed to a Zoom call on the, but it's still a lovely time when we do our weekly happy hours, but we're going to have an actual in-person happy hour Saturday before the Bears game, 5 o'clock Central Time, inside Lambeau Field in a suite. It's going to be a fucking great time. So Patreon members, if you can make it to the Bears game, you can make it up to Green Bay that weekend, please join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. what else we got? Marshall, thanks for the super chat. Who would you replace Amari with on punt returns? Because that has to happen. Randall Cobb. He and it was Amari and Randall all summer long in training camp. Randall's done it through his entire career. Make the switch. I'm done. I was fine letting the kid learn and grow and develop from September through November. But it is now fucking November. Man, they got games to win. They can't be giving away points because of special teams or because the punt returner is too hesitant or, you know, dropping the punt. I can't. No, 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 no. Done. It is time to lock it up. No more mistakes. Put the vet back there. He may not be as explosive as he once was. He may not have bust off huge gains, but you know what? You know who isn't either? Amari Rodgers. He has been much more of a detriment back there. And look, I don't say this to come down on Amari. I think he's a really talented guy who can still do a lot for the Green Bay Packers, probably mostly from scrimmage when he's utilized there. But man, his sole contribution to the team cannot be putting them in adverse situations. Can't be doing it. What did Mike Singletary say? I want winners. Something like that. I don't know. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Get OBJ a cheese sandwich from Baumgartner's in Monroe. He'll probably then sign lifetime vet minimum contract easily. I like these approaches. That's good stuff. Legless, thanks for the super chat. Should I be a Patreon member and why? Because you support everything we do at Cheesehead TV. You don't get exclusive access to any kind of, you know, special like Matt LaFleur dance party or anything. But you do support the lone independent outlet covering the Green Bay Packers. People who are just like you, fans, doing it for the love of, you know, the green and gold. That's what it is. And we do have a fun time on the happy hour every week, all throughout the year, not just during the season, all year round. It's a good time. And I understand when people can't be Patreon members or don't want to be. I totally understand that. But our Patreon membership is the lifeblood of what we do at Cheesehead TV, and we greatly appreciate each and every one of them. And hey, there are people who do, you know, the levels get you extra stuff. Like we'll send you a signed postcard if you're at a certain level, whatever. But also, you get your name in Packer Transplants as an associate producer, or if you're given a little bit more, an executive producer. If you look at the end of the credits tonight, you'll see there's a long list of folks who support everything we do, and we appreciate them and give them a little shout out there. The Packer Transplants credits. Good stuff. Can OBJ dance to roll out the barrel? Yeah, of course. Naturally. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Yes, Legless, you should sign up. The happy hours are worth it. Thanks, Chris. Very nice of you to say. Can I meet my future ex-wife at a Patreon happy hour? Jeezy, baby, I'm always on the lookout for the next ex-Mrs. Nagler. So, yeah, baby, bring it on. Happy hour, mix it up. Find your soulmate. Bring it. You and Andy talked yesterday about how many weapons the offense already has and how snaps targets are already stretched. How would an OBJ affect those targets? Who cares? He is a special talent. I understand exactly what you're saying. Trust me. He's a special guy who will completely change the entire tenor of the offense. And I'm all for adding talent and scoring more points and being better on offense. But the guy's going to have to take a little bit of a backseat. Yep. But how many times have we heard Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers talk about guys having roles and knowing their roles? Big Dog being the A number one example. You know, you got to feed the mouths, no doubt about it. But there are guys who are infinitely more talented. OBJ is one of them. He's a blue chip player. This is not adding some random free agent who's just a guy. He is a supreme talent. You get him if you can. You worry about all the targets and all the sorting, all the mouths to feed after that. There is no question here. Zero. Da-da-da-da-da. OBJ is always in single coverage now, same as MVS. I mean, they'll be fun to watch. Defenses have to pick their poison. And here's the other thing. Thanks for mentioning MVS. Can you imagine teams having to worry about OBJ and Davante Adams, and then there goes MVS. MVS is going to take the third corner to the woodshed each and every week. You think MVS hits big now? And hell, we haven't even seen that this year. A lot of that last year, sure. But this year, you know, he started getting going, then he got hurt, missed a lot of time, finally got back in the mix last week. You put OBJ on the field? People come like focusing on those two guys. What are they doing? What are they doing? What are they doing? Oh, there goes MVS. Backside post, touchdown. He makes miracles happen. Booyah. I'm telling you, it changes everything. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Speaking of Big Dog, I'm still fairly worried about our tight end situation. I'm not so worried as, you know, what they can do within the offense, make it operate, etc. But losing Tonyan is another reason you want to go get OBJ, because it gives you another pass-catching option that you lost when you lost Bobby Tonyan. I hear you on the like, ooh, we're down a tight end and blah, blah, blah. I think DeGuara can do what they need him to do within the confines of the system. He's not a special player yet. No. He's still developing, still young, somewhat raw. But, you know, you put him, Daphne, Big Dog, they can do what they need to do. I think they do a pretty damn good job when it comes to the blocking aspects of things. It's, you know, in the passing game is where you're going to step back a little bit. And if you get OBJ, you don't really have to worry about it that much. That's just me. Dave, thanks for the super chat. With Rodgers, I don't want or need to hear his non-football thoughts. I know the beat will want to ask questions on the controversy, but I'm all good. Dave, I highly suggest you do not tune into whenever his next availability is, which will probably be next Wednesday, because yes, he is going to be asked about it. And the only thing I would like to ask, and I know I will never get called on, but the only thing I'd like to ask is, you know, about misleading the people in that room who cover him each and every day of his career, you know. And I know he absolutely came out yesterday and apologized for that. I have zero doubt, though, guys in the room are going to ask about it. So, like I said, definitely going to want to skip his next availability. And after that, I think it'll get back to football. That's just my guess, but we'll see. Aaron Nagler dance party. Nobody wants that. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Packers Daily, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern. It's how we roll. Please hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel so you don't miss Packer Transplants live tonight. Corey and I will be chopping it up, talking about the Chiefs game. Obviously looking forward to the Seahawks game, taking our spin around the blogosphere. Always a good time. Please, please, please join us for that. In the meantime, hit like, hit subscribe, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.